For decades, the International Longshore and Warehouse Workers Union, or ILW, has gone beyond the conventional demands of labor and has made its own the struggle of workers in countries around the world. In the 1960s and 70s, they refused to unload ships coming from apartheid South Africa, Pinochet's Chile, and Duvalier's Haiti. 2 years ago, anti-war organization and the ILW joined in a boycott of the build-up towards the war. Steve Seltzer, an organizer for the march, describes the early resistance.
Another reason that this demonstration was called was the attack on the ILW during the lockout and the attack on longshoremen and anti-war protesters in the port of Oakland on April 7th, 2 years ago. This was orchestrated by the government and the bosses to attack the longshoremen and anti-war protesters together who were protesting against this criminal war in Iraq.
The Million Workers March was the idea of Trent Willis, a member of ILW Local 10. He spoke at the International Delegate Reception on Saturday about his reasons.
I'm just going to flat out say it. There was a lot of people who were in our way. Yeah. And we did it anyway. Because that's how grassroots movements start. They start with the rank and file. They start with everyday people just like me and you. I was puzzled about how working people can start to gain back what we have lost over the past 50 years. We've been just totally defensive. When you are attacked, you have to provide some type of response. And this is a response. Politicians here in Washington, D.C., you keep waiting for them to do something for you. You're going to wake up one day and you're not going to have a job. You're not going to have anything because they don't care. The only time they care is when they see all of us on the same page.
While only a few international delegations could afford to participate in a rally, labor organizations in dozens of countries have joined in sponsoring the march. The delegation from Venezuela was denied visas. The Haitian labor activists are under siege, and a small group risked their lives to request help of American workers. They remind us of the dangerous realities of living under the oppression of occupation.
This year, we commemorate our 200 years of independence, 200 years since we broke the chains from slavery. We should have been commemorating. Should have been celebrating, but unfortunately, once again, when our peoples are dying. There is not a day that goes by since February 29, 2004 that we don't lose at least 15 of our members. I think this movement that we are organizing is in the right moment at the right time. There's a lot of people who are dying, a lot of people who are suffering as a result of others who are anti-people, who are anti-unions, who are anti-workers, who doesn't like to see progress of the poor. So I think, yes, we are right to be here to organize against those people.
Yeah. Around the world, labor is fighting against privatizations, globalization, and many have radicalized their positions. According to the spokesperson for the large Japanese delegation, because multinationals are pitting workers of different nations against each other, uniting with the U.S. labor movement is the key to turning the tide.
We call to all workers, international solidarity of workers against mass unemployment and war. Let's make a nationwide network of fighting labor union.
According to ILW member Don Clark, it is the base that ultimately will change the way labor will face the challenges ahead.
Even those that are unemployed are workers that are not working. So we are here today for those that are homeless and those that don't have health care, those that don't have some of the benefit that we have. We're here to stand up and say we want everyone to have it, because if anyone have it, truly no one has it.
For WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Wynn in Washington, D.C.